And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Dr. Frankie Rolden, who is a dermatologist and is involved with a free screening, the third annual skin cancer screening event that will take place this Saturday at the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic. So this is the third year that you all have done that. Frankie, you are with the local affiliate of the American Academy of Dermatology, and this is one of your big events during the year, a way to give back to the community. But if you could tell us a bit about what you all do as affiliates of the American Academy of Dermatology. What is the purpose of belonging to that organization for you all?
Well, the American Academy of Dermatology, we're all board-certified dermatologists. We meet monthly to discuss the journal of the American Academy of Dermatology, everything new that's come out in dermatology, how to stay on top of the literature. Keep abreast of everything new that's coming out and review old tactics and treatment and keep a tight-knit community here in Lafayette. So it's really nice.
Mm-hmm. And we were just chatting before we went on the air about changing statistics and, you know, it doesn't remain the same or stable. You all have to be constantly aware of what new things are coming up and the severity of certain kinds of skin cancers.
That's right. And this is May, and May is Melanoma Awareness Month. Melanoma has been on the increase for the past 30 years. We don't know exactly why, but we believe that one of the reasons is the increased use of indoor tanning. And this past month, Louisiana state government passed a law that prohibits minors under the age of 18 from indoor tanning. And so we're very excited about that. The American Academy of Dermatology helped out in that, as well as the local Louisiana Dermatological Society. So it's something that we're excited about, and we're helping to increase awareness of melanoma. And this screening hopefully will help educate the community, as well as screen anyone who doesn't have access to care in the area.
That's right. Or people who just don't think to do that. They'll go if they have a cold or something that incapacitates them, but won't often think about doing that kind of preventative screening.
Right. And melanoma is one thing that we look for, but we're doing an overall skin cancer screening. So we'll also be looking for the more common types of skin cancer, the basal cell and squamous cell types. Skin cancer is the most common cancer in the United States. It accounts for half of all cancers. Basal cell and squamous cell are the non-melanoma types, which are more common. However, melanoma is the deadly cancer, and it is preventable with sun prevention, not only wearing sunscreen, but also seeking shade, wearing sun-protecting clothing, avoiding the midday hours, and we're trying to raise awareness for that. Familial, your risk factors are going to include Caucasians, family history of skin cancer, especially melanoma, and then, of course, your ultraviolet light exposure.
Well, just the fact, I mean, I think some people are still getting over what you just said about it accounts for half of all cancers. That, to me, would be a very good reason for screening and perhaps attending this Saturday if you don't have a regular yearly screening or have been to a doctor. This is put on, again, by the local affiliates of the American Academy of Dermatology and the Acadiana Healthy Communities Coalition. So you all are banding together for this screening. You've done it for 2 years now. This is the third year. How has it gone? Tell us about what you all experienced the past couple years with attendance and people's response to it.
We have had wonderful turnouts. We've screened over 100 patients both times. We will be there Saturday, May 17th from 9 to 12. It's first come, first serve. Everyone is welcome. We would like people to RSVP, if it's possible, at acadianaskin@gmail.com, but it is by no means necessary. And we have about 10 board-certified dermatologists, and everyone doing the screening will be board-certified. This is what we do for a living. We look at skin every day, and we are definitely the best people to do it. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to a good turnout this year.
And what was, I mean, were you instrumental in helping some people last year? Were people kind of shocked to see what they had?
Yeah, there were quite a few people that were referred for further testing, biopsies. And there are still people that I see today that I met and initially screened in a skin cancer screening.
Who had no idea. Now, did you get a wide variety of people attending, young, old,
we
male,
do. We
female?
Get all ages. Mm-hmm. We get all races, ages. And that's the thing about skin cancer, although it's more common in Caucasians, it occurs in all races and all ages. It's one of the most common skin cancers in young adults, second most common in 19 to 25, and the most common in the younger 25 to 30 age group. So it's not just the old. Basal cell and squamous cell carcinomas are more common in the older, but melanoma affects all ages. So we recommend that if you have any moles that you're worried about, or if you just have never been screened before, come by and we'll take a look at your skin and let you know if there's anything that we're worried about, how often we recommend that you get screenings in the future, and if there's anything of concern at this point in time.
Do you think some people have the misconception that if they've not been sunburned in their life, they really don't need to be screened for it. Say they just don't go in the sun, so they think they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, well, no one is safe. In fact, the most common place that we see melanoma skin cancer is in the sun-protected areas. So the trunk, the upper back, and the torso are the most common areas that we see it. It's areas that you get sunburns, but really not chronic sun exposure every day. Also, family history has a lot to do with it. And some people don't know their family history, or their parents died at an early age. But no one is safe from these, especially melanoma, because it can occur early and it can occur in sun-protected areas as well.
That sounds pretty definite. if you have just tuned in, my guest is Dr. Frankie Rolden. She is a dermatologist and is with the local affiliate of the American Academy of Dermatology. They, in collaboration with the Acadiana Healthy Communities Coalition, will be holding their third annual skin cancer screening event this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. And I'm imagining this would be, you know, school is out right now. UL is finished with their exams, and there are probably a lot of college kids who have never thought to be screened, and they're off right now. This might be a really good opportunity. You know, many of them don't have their own doctors, and so this would be a great opportunity for them to get screened.
Absolutely. We welcome them to come, and we look forward to anyone who would like to come and get screened.
And there's no, you don't have to have a referral. There are no eligibility requirements to attend.
Absolutely not. Completely free. No insurance is required. We take some general demographics information whenever you come in so that we can report to the local agencies of what we're finding for statistic purposes. But absolutely no fees, no insurance. And you can come, even if you came last year, come again, especially if it was recommended.
That's
exactly.
Right. All right. So that will be at the Lafayette Community Health Care Clinic at 1317 Jefferson Street. It's the old St. Anne's Infirmary, if that means anything to some people. Beautiful old brick building, very historical building on Jefferson Street. You don't have to have an appointment, but as you were saying, you would like an RSVP if you can, just to know how many people might show up.
Exactly, and what if at all email? Possible. The email is acadianskin@gmail.com.
All right. And what has been most gratifying for you, having been involved in this process here of the free screenings?
Well, it's a way that we can give back to the community. So often we hear there's a shortage, you know, long waits at dermatology offices or any specialty office, offices for that matter. So this is an opportunity if you haven't had a chance to get in or there was a wait that you felt was too long. This is a way that we can give back. Anyone can come. All you have to do is show up.
All right. This Saturday, 9 o'clock. You can call if you'd like the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic just to find out more details if you need to. Email if you can, but if not, you can just show up on Saturday morning. And again, Dr. Frankie Rolden will be one of the doctors who will be available there. Well, anything else we should know about the day or the screening, Frankie?
Just show up.
We'll
be there waiting for you.
Any age, gender, race, you're invited to attend this free skin cancer screening event, 9 a.m. until noon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.